Denver Eagles and the championship of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. Again, this is a battle between the number one and number two seed. Bunker coming in, the number one seed. Alton, the number two seed here in this tournament. And should be a dandy, hopefully. It is about 4 minutes away from the tip-off here between the two teams. We'll take a break. We'll have more from Winona coming up in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, 3-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. 5-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, welcome back again to Winona High School. Both teams continue to warm up. We're a little over 2 minutes away from the tip-off here between Alton and Bunker. And what looks like it's going to be a really good matchup. These are two very athletic teams. They'll get up and down the floor and score some points. We expect an exciting ball game. Now, if you weren't with us earlier, the Alton Lady Comets did fall in the championship. The Ellington Lady Whippets, a very good Ellington basketball team. 76-40 was the final in that game. Also, in case you missed it, what a win for the Clare Bobcats today. Bobcats, a big win in the Bolivar tournament, defeating the host Bolivar Liberators in the championship game in overtime, 63-57. Of course, Bolivar ranked number two in Class 5. They're ranked number one in Class 3, so that's a big win for the Bobcats. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with your starting lineups 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Casey Ellett, loan officer at Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
We are back here, ready to go. They just introduced the starters for the Alton Comets, and now we're going to get the starters here for the Bunker Eagles, and this is a big Bunker team. They'll start, first of all, Blake Mathis. Number three is Jason Bullock. Number 32 is Ritter. and trying to see the other starters. Number 42, Kate Sutton, very good basketball player. We'll get the other starters here when they take the floor. They waste no time introducing. It's just one right after another as fast as they can run out on the floor. Also starting is number one, that is Henderson, Mello Henderson. I believe that's all the starters. Jump at center will be Cisco and Sutton. That's a two very good players, two of the best in the area with the basketball. A bunker eagle. Mathis has it out front. Looks for help. Swing it around the outside. Over to Sutton. Back out front. Looks at against this zone defense here from Alton. Take it to the wing. On the dribble. Pull up jumper on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. Taken down by the bunker Eagles, then stolen by Smith. Jacob will hand it back to Ryland Steele, and they'll set up the offense. Steele with the basketball. Gives it on the wing, out front now to Cisco. Cisco to Steele, right side. Top of the key to Smith. Left side now to Cisco on the wing. Hits the cutter to Wolf. He goes up for the shot, had it blocked, wanted the foul. Didn't get it. Sutton then has his pocket pick. Beautiful defensive play there by Smith. Gives it off to DeWolf. DeWolf drives in, kicks it back out. Cisco fake sidestep, three-pointer on the way. It's good. Chandler Cisco just stepped to the side, avoided the defense, and pulled up for three. Quickly back up the other way. With the basketball is the Eagles. Shot on the way by Mathis, no good, three-pointer miss, and Smith pulls down the rebound. He'll hand off to Cisco. Cisco fakes the shot. Now he's going to take it, about a 15-footer, or pulls down the rebound. He brought it down and was tied up by the smallest player on the floor, Jaden Bullock. Defense there by Bullock. As soon as Orr brought it down, where he could get a hold of it, he reached in and grabbed it. Ball still belongs to Alton. The Wolf has it on the wing. Gives it to Cisco. He thought about the three steps back. Gives it to Smith. Back out to Steele. Riley passes off to DeWolf. He'll fire for three. It's good. Brandon DeWolf puts the Comets up, fixed up, and good start here. Comets getting from the outside. DeWolf and Cisco each with a three. Good defense now. And Henderson tried to bring it up. The ball is kicked, picked up by the Eagles. Quickly back the other way. Comets with a steal. DeWolf on the drive. Spins in. Almost lost. He kicks it back out to Smith. Smith to Steele. Ryland around to Cisco. He's going to fire for three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Mathis. Blake Mathis. He'll dribble the ball up the floor. Quick start here. We thought there would be some scoring in this one. So far, Alton is right on pace with 6 points. Bunker gets to find the mark yet with the basketball. But outside, they swing it around. Fakes the shot. Sutton will take the three. It's on the way. It's good. Chase Sutton, a big postman for Bunker, gets the three. Steele with it. Swings it on the left wing. Two-step. Top of the key. DeWolf will fire for three. That's off the rim. Orr had a hand on it. Couldn't hang on to it. The ball's tipped and controlled by Mathis. Mathis with the basketball. He'll hand it off now to Bullock. Bullock around to Sutton. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound taken down by Chandler Cisco. He was way up above the rim on that one. Thought about the three. Gives it to Cisco, or to the Wolf, and he's going to draw the foul. And Brandon took it strong down that baseline. Foul is called on number zero, Mathis. His first. That's going to send Brandon to DeWolf to the free throw line. Brandon with 3 points in the ball game. Make it four. He knocks down the free throw. Brandon will set for the second. Makes 7-3 Alton. Second one on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sutton. Sutton looks for help. Gets to Mathis and the horn sounds. Stop play. And they're going to inbound it on the sideline. why they did that, but they blew the horn, stopped play, and the referees are coming to the scorer's table. Trying to get something corrected there. And I guess they did. Mathis will bring the ball in. Gives it off to Bullock. Bullock on the dribble, guarded by Steele. Play it around the outside. Inside to Mathis. He'll go up with a reverse layup. No good. Flash the rebound. Tipped out. Mathis gets it. Back out. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Number 32, River. Knocks it down. Nice shot by Ritter. DeWolf now out to Cisco. They swing it around the outside. High post to DeWolf. He looks inside, comes back out to Steele. Ryland gives to Cisco on the right wing. Back out to Steele. To DeWolf, left wing. Hi, alley-oop up to Chandler Cisco. Wow. Kind of caught him off guard there. Everybody just watched. They play catch with it on the left side of the wing, and Chandler broke down that right baseline, went up with a slam dunk on a nice pass from DeWolf. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is good by Mathis. So the Eagles answer right back. 9-9. Good ball game so far. Ryland Steele kicks it out to Smith. He'll shoot the floater. It's good. Jacob Smith on the scoreboard. He's got two. Alton back to front now by two. Steele guarding Bullock out front. They swing it around. Henderson with it. Henderson. Back around. Outside to Henderson. Henderson makes the shot. Drives in. His shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Jacob Smith. Good strong rebound in traffic. Off to Steele. Ryland will hold up now. Sets up the offense. Gives it to Cisco. Chandler, pull-up jumper on the way. Is off the rim, no good. Rebound picked up, though, by Jacob Smith. Jacob drives baseline, puts a little run and jumper up, no good. Can't get to go. Gets the ball back, or to steal. His shot is blocked by Sutton. Good defense by Kate Sutton. Sutton, short of the basket, pull-up jumper on the way is long. Rebound is chased down by Henderson. Bunker is quick. Both teams quick. Fast-paced action here between these two basketball teams. Henderson's three is long. Rebound taken by Steele. Ryland pushed the ball up the floor. Nice pass off to Cisco. Cisco's shot is blocked by Sutton. And then the ball stolen by Cisco. He turns, tried to go up with it. This will be a reach-in foul called on Sutton. Coming into the ballgame for Alton, it's going to be number 30. That is Corey Miller. Miller's going to check in. Also coming in is Huckabee, Landon Huckabee. And number 15, that is Marcus Cochran. Free throw's good by Cisco. Cisco now with 6 points in the ballgame. Makes it a 3-point Alton lead. Cisco set. Shot is on the way. It's good. Cisco has 7. Alton leading by 4. 13-9. Minute 53 left to play first quarter. Good start to this exciting basketball being played. Bullock with the basketball. Passes on the wing into the corner. Mathis back out to Henderson. Henderson drives in. Good aggressive defense here. Alton really extended this zone out here on their shooters. With the basketball. Bullock to Mathis. Back to Bullock. Bullock top of the key. Gives it to Mathis on the wing. He's going to fire the three. It's good. Nice shot. His second three. He's got 6. It's a 1-point ball game. 13-12. Cisco gives it to DeWolf on the wing. Brandon back out to, again, check these numbers here. Number 30, that's Miller. Back to DeWolf. He'll fire for three. It's good. Brandon DeWolf is his second three. He's got 7. He's got 7. Cisco's got 7. Two leading scores for Alton. For the basketball. Henderson. Swing around the outside. Ritter. Give it to Sutton. Back to Ritter. Ritter thought about the three. Didn't take it. gets it over now to number three, Bullock. His pass inside to Sutton. The first round puts it up there. Nice play there by Kate Sutton. He's got five, and it's a two-point Alton lead. Alton with the basketball. Cisco. Hands the ball off to Cockrum. Cockrum outside, trying to get free. Gets around the defense. Holds up back to Cisco. Cisco drives in, kicks it out. Corner. Fakes the three. Shot at the rim is good. Brandon DeWolf, nice play. He fakes the three. It throws the length to the baseline there. And the Alton Conference is going to lead it after the first quarter of play. Your score, 18-14. Alton leading Bunker. Back here with your second quarter of 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Winona High School. After one quarter, the Alton Comets, the number two seed, leading top-seeded Bunker 18-14. 8 minutes on the clock. Bunker has the ball here to start the second quarter. Fast-paced action here. Not a lot of points, but a lot of back and forth between these two teams. Bullock thought about the three, didn't take it, holds up, gives it to Sutton, stolen by DeWolf. DeWolf going to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. And Brandon DeWolf off to a great start here. He's got 11. Back out. Bullock with it. He's trying to get away from Steele, and Steele is all over. Steele fouled him. No, they got him with a five-second call. Actually, got a foul on Bullock. Referee said Bullock cleared some space with his arm there. Ryland Steele was all over it. Steele will give it to DeWolf. They swing it around to Smith. Smith works it inside to Orr. Out to Steele. He'll fire the three. Can't get it to go. Long rebound. Chased down by Bullock. Up to Mathis. Mathis is going to pull up for the jumper. It's on the way. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Tips out of bounds. And referee looking for help. They said it's off of the Alton Conference. Both of these teams, every time the ball goes up, you've got three or four players flying there up above the rim, trying to tip it back up and in or tip it out. With the basketball, Mathis gives it to Ritter. Back out to Bullock. They swing it around to Sutton. Sutton fakes the three. Goes baseline. Lost his balance and stolen. Taken by Cisco and then stolen back by the Bunker Eagles. Mathis with it. He's got Ryland Steele on him. Hands off to Bullock. As they switch now, Steele on Bullock. All matching up here. And again, throws that arm out. That's the second time Bullock's done that. He gets frustrated as Ryland Steele is just absolutely all over him. Giving no space at all, and he's getting a little bit frustrated with it. That's going to get number 11 in the ball game. That is Andre Laxa. For the basketball, Steele off to DeWolf. Steele bounce pass into the middle of Smith. Back out. We got 3 seconds in the lane on the Alton Comets. Cisco made the three. This is after the whistle. 20-14, Alton by 6 points. 6:31 left to play in this first half. Mathis will bring the ball up the floor. Picked up there by Steele. Steele has been a pest on defense here so far. All over the ball handler up front. Now he's got Mathis after Bullock went out. With the basketball, Ritter. Ritter swings it down to Henderson. Henderson trying to drive. He's cut off. Back out to Ritter. They swing it around the outside. Sutton with it at the high post. Turns. looking inside. Nassau will put the shot up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by Jacob Smith. Off to DeWolf. DeWolf holds up, looking for help. They come back out to Smith. Around to Steele. And this go open for a second. Couldn't get the shot off. He's double teamed, and his pass inside is going to be stolen. And then Christian Orr is going to commit a foul. Christian trying to get the ball back after the pass was stolen by Sutton. 5:43 left now in the first half. Ball still up by 6, 20-14. The way they start the ball game, up 6 with a couple of three-pointers. Vincent has kind of went back and forth with the basketball, and we're going to have a foul call on Steele as Bullock is checked back in. He came back in after sitting out for just a second, and that time he got the foul. Steele really aggressive defensively against Bullock. Inbound play to Mathis. Mathis back to Bullock. Bullock will pass the ball off to Ritter. Into the corner. Henderson's shot is rejected. Jacob Smith come running across the floor and blocked that shot into the bleachers. Inbound play here for Bunker. Bunker looking to come in. They're going to lob it all the way out front to Henderson. Henderson with the basketball. He'll give it out to Sutton. Sutton hands off to Mathis. Mathis on the dribble. Back out to Ritter. Now to Bullock. Bullock to Ritter. High post, so you give it to Sutton. Now Sutton lost the ball as he went baseline. They said Cisco touched it last. He reached around him and knocked it out of bounds. So it will be Bunker basketball. And referee stopped the play for something here. Looks like they're having some problems here. Had a little bit of problems with the scoreboard. Got that straightened out. Bullock going to inbound, looking to come in. Now does to Ritter. And then the pass is stolen. Brandon DeWolf drops back into the passing lane. Gets the ball, drives down the lane, puts the shot up and in. Beautiful play by Brandon DeWolf now with 13 first half points. Alton on top by 8, 22-14. With the basketball, Ritter to Sutton. Around to Bullock. Bullock looking for help. Pass inside is stolen by Steele. Up the floor to DeWolf, and the ball's out of bounds. Touch last by DeWolf. Steele stole the ball, but he threw it just a little bit too far in front of Brandon. Even as quick as Brandon is, he couldn't catch up with that one. So the Comets turn it over. Back the other way. With the basketball, stolen by Steele. Off to Cisco. Cisco going up. Wild shot. Couldn't get it to go. Now we're getting over the back call on Mathis. Cisco wanted the foul when he went up for the shot. Looking for contact. Didn't get the call, but the Wolf had inside position and drew the foul on the rebound. So Alton will still have the basketball, leading by 8 with 4:44 left first half. Inbound play. Smith is going to fire for 3. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Ritter for the Bunker. Eagles Bunker. Mathis with the basketball. And again, they stop what? Going to the scores table. Had some issues with something here at the scores table. They want to make sure they got the foul right on that last play underneath. I think they called the foul on Mathis. Number 0. And it will be Bunker basketball. Nothing changed there at 22-14. Mathis with the basketball. He's guarded by Steele. Pass off to Ritter. Ritter to Bullock. Bullock back to Ritter. They work it into Mathis. Swing it around the outside. Bullock's going to fire for 3. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Cisco and Orr both way above the rim there to get their hands on that one. Cisco comes away with it. Back to DeWolf. DeWolf, 13 first half points. He'll bring it back out. Gives it to Cisco. He fakes. Pull-up 3 is on the way. In and out. Bounces around. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Orr. He can't get it to go. Fight for the ball. Picked up by the Bunker Eagles. Alton had a couple of opportunities there. Mathis with the basketball. Trying to drive through traffic. Turns. Takes up the dribble, puts the shot up, and in. Beautiful shot by Mathis. The first 2 points of the second quarter for the Eagles. Ryland Steele with the basketball. Steele out front, gives it to DeWolf on the right wing. High pass is going to be out of bounds, cuts last by the Eagles. Dangerous pass there. And Brandon, that was my fault. He threw the ball a little high, give the Eagles time to get under it. But it was knocked out by Bunker. DeWolf with the basketball brings it out to Steele. Over to Sisko. Sisko on the left wing. He takes the dribble back top of the key. Bounce pass to Smith. Over to Steele in the right corner. Out to Sisko. Three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Smith had a hand on it, but it comes to Ritter and the Bunker Eagle. Bunker with the basketball. Mathis done most of their scoring. Has 8 of their 16. Underneath, Mathis wide open. And it's down to a four-point ball game, 22-18. Coach Kelly calling out the play to the sideline. Sisko will give the ball to Ryland Steele. Down to 2:48 to play in this first half. Ryland Steele with the basketball. Looking inside. Gets it on the wing. The Wolf for three. That's off the rim, no good. Ritter pulls down the rebound. So Alton cooling off a little bit here late in this second quarter. They missed a couple of long ones. With the basketball. Button's going to fire for three. That's good. Button now with 8 points. And Coach Kelly wants timeout. 22-21, Alton by one. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmasterscollisionrepair.com.
Well, it is 22-21. Alton leading by 1 point. Alton had an 8-point lead, but Bunker's run off 7 unanswered here to cut it back to 1 with 2:21 left to play here in this first half. That's exactly what we expected here between the two top-seeded teams here in the Big Springs Conference Tournament. Bunker seeded number 1, Alton seeded number 2. It's been the defense, really, for Alton that got them that 8-point lead early. And some pretty good shooting, too, from Brandon DeWolf and Chandler Sisko. DeWolf leading the way. He has 13 first-half points, 7 for Sisko. Two leading scores for Alton for the Bunker Eagles. It is Mathis, leading the way with 10. And then 6 points for Kate Sutton. 8 points for Kate Sutton. Pass inside, top of the way, stolen. So the Eagles have a chance to get the lead here. Anderson with the basketball. Gives it to Ritter. Now out to Mathis. Down to 1:51 to play in the half. Ritter down to Henderson. Henderson trying to drive. He's double teamed. Pass back out. Almost got away from Ritter, but he was able to save it. Gives it to Mathis. Mathis. Pass around to Henderson. Henderson thought about the three. Didn't take it. Comes back out to Ritter. Ritter to Mathis. He'll fire for three. That's good. Big shot there by Mathis, and he's got 13 now. And the Eagles lead it by two, 24-22. They have scored 10 unanswered here. 10 straight points. Alton's got to get some offense going. Ryland Steele kicks it out to DeWolf. DeWolf set up the offense. Top the key. Gives it to Smith. Jacobs. Back out to Steele, around in the corner to Sisko. Sisko trying to go up with it, got a jump off. Good defense again by the Bunker Eagles. They got a hand on it, tied it up. And let's see if it's going to belong to the Alton Comets. With 59 seconds left to play in the first half, Alton will inbound. Looking to come in, they bring it in to DeWolf. DeWolf out to Steele, back to DeWolf. Brandon. Ryland back out to Francisco. Chandler on the dribble. He's guarded by Henderson. They take it on the baseline to Orr. Back out to Steele. Violet dribbles it back out. They'll set it back up. They'll take it all the way around the top of the key. Right side down. Gives it to DeWolf on the right wing. DeWolf looking inside. Alton patient here. Probably going to try to take the last shot of the quarter. Unless they get something easy. Orr gets the rebound on the missed shot. His hook no good. Rebound back up and in. And there he is, Brandon DeWolf, who's really been the offense here in this first half. Ties the game at 24. Brandon with 15 of the 24. Mathis out front. Gives it in the corner to Henderson. Henderson drives in. His pass is knocked away. Stolen. Henderson gets it back. Fires it up. No good. At the buzzer. Your score. 24-24. Alton and Bunker in a good one here for the championship of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. We'll take a break. Back with your halftime stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one-stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Barbara Simpson, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back again here to Winona High School. The championship round of the Big Springs Conference Tournament here this afternoon. And at the half, we've got a good one. Tied at 24, Alton and Bunker. And everything we expected in this one. And hopefully they'll get the clock back running again. The clock has just went blank and they're panicking at the scores table trying to get the thing back running again. So hopefully we'll get that all worked out. Taking a look at your scoring here in the first half. First of all, for the Bunker Eagles, they were led by Blake Mathis. He has 13 points, 8 points for Cade Sutton, and three for Ritter in the first half. For the Alton Comets, they were led by Brandon DeWolf. Brandon with a good first half of basketball. He's got 15 points, 7 points for Chandler Sisco, and two for Jacob Smith. The Comets came out on fire. They hit their first two three-pointers to take a 6-0 lead. But Bunker fought their way back, and at the end of one quarter, it was Alton holding a 4-point lead, 18-14. Second quarter, Bunker again continued to fight back in it. They trailed by as many as 8 points and went on a 10-0 run, take a 24-22 lead, and then Alton scored the final 2 points and a half to make it 24-all. In the first half of basketball. And they've got the clock back working now, so I'll look up here and see that. And they've, I guess that's right on the time. I hope so. Anyway, their boosters for your Alton Comet basketball, we want to say thank you to our boosters. They include Simpson's True Value in Alton and Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. Again, if you missed the games earlier here on K Country 95, it has been a busy day The Alton Lady Comets in the championship here at the Big Springs Conference Tournament fell to the Ellington Lady Whippets by a final of 76-40. And the Thayer Bobcats in the Bolivar Tournament today, big win there. Bobcats in overtime defeat the Bolivar Liberators 63-57. They beat the number two ranked team in Class 5. Bobcats, of course, the number one ranked team in Class 3. That is a big win for Thayer. Congratulations to the Bobcats. And we want to also say congratulations, like I said, to the Ellington Lady Whippets on their win tonight in the girls' championship here in the Big Springs Conference Tournament. And here in just a little while, we'll be congratulating one of the boys' teams. Because we have got a half a basketball to play here to find out who the champion of the Big Springs Conference Tournament will be. We're going to take another break. We'll come back. We'll have more from Winona High School in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, welcome back again to Winona High School at the half. 24-24, Alton and Bunker in a good one here for the championship of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. The Bunker Eagles have made their way out of the locker room. They're back out, getting warmed up on the far side of the floor from where we are. Alton still talking things over. Coach Kelly has had a few more things he wanted to talk about, taking his time here at the half, going over the second half strategy. Good strategy in the first half against a very good Bunker team. Their defense really clamped down against this Bunker team, holding them to just 24 first half points. And we'll see if they can continue that in the second half. No real foul trouble for either team. So that's a good thing. We can see all the good players stay on the floor and continue to play here in this championship matchup. We talked a lot about basketball today. Of course, tomorrow, big day for football fans here on K-Country 95. We've got two huge games, the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship. You'll be able to hear them both. And that is, of course, tomorrow, the Chiefs take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And then it's the Rams and the 49ers for the NFC Championship. So look forward to big afternoon and evening of football with K-Country 95. The Comets are back out. They're getting warmed up and ready to go. We've got about a minute and a half before we start our second half of play, so we'll take another break. We'll come back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials, now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99, five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Welcome back again to Winona High School as we get ready to start our second half of playing what's been a really good ball game. 24-24, Alton and Bunker. It's been a fast-paced ball game. We've had no foul shots taken yet by either team. Neither team has been to the free throw line. Nobody in foul trouble. These two teams just going back and forth, hard-nosed defense, trying to stop the other's offense. Bullock will have the basketball. Guarded by Ryland Steele. Bullock gives it to Sutton. Sutton turns, looks inside, back out to Bullock, and his pass knocked out of bounds by Chandler Sisco. Getting a little chippy out there. Inbound pass here into the backcourt, all the way back down to the free throw line here in front of him. The Eagles have the basketball. Bullock gives it over to Ritter. Ritter looks inside. Pass is tipped and stolen. Steele with the basketball, gives it up to DeWolf. He'll put it up and in and draw the foul. Brandon DeWolf with two more. He's got 17 on a beautiful assist from Ryland Steele. He threaded the needle on that pass. At the line, DeWolf puts the shot up. Can't get to go. Rebound taken by Sutton. DeWolf almost got to it. Houston almost had six players on the floor when that free throw was taken. Actually did have them on the floor, but Bullock was trying to get off the floor. Mathis with the basketball, backs it back out, gives it to Ritter. Ritter, bounce pass, or actually high pass over to Mathis. Mathis sets it up. End of the ball game for the Eagles, by the way. Second, just a second. As we got a steal by the Alton Comets. Sisco goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Strong move to the basket by Sisco. So the Alton Comets now with a four-point lead, and Bunker wants a timeout. 28-24, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we are back here at Winona High School, 28-24 Alton, with a quick start to this second half, kind of the way they started the first half. They started the first half with a couple of long three-pointers. This time the defense has made a couple of big steals, and they've got a couple of easy buckets going to the basket. DeWolf and Sisco. DeWolf now with like 17 points and Sisco with 9. Inbound play, full court pressure from the Alton Comets. Steal all over Bullock. Bullock gives it over to Ritter. Ritter back to Bullock. Crosses half court, looks for help. Goes in the corner to Sutton. Sutton fakes the drive, picks up the dribble, comes back out to Ritter. Back to Sutton in the corner. He tried to go baseline. He's cut off. Alton Comets defense really aggressive here. Bullock's going to fire for three. Gets through it. Bullock's first points of the ball game. A big three-pointer makes it a one-point ball game. With the basketball, Sisco to Steele. Over to DeWolf. They swing it around the outside. Sisco has it. He'll take it top of the key. Gets it to DeWolf. DeWolf almost lost it. Shakes his head as he goes and picks up the ball. Gets it back. Brings it back out to Steele. Back to DeWolf. DeWolf outside to Steele. Now to Smith. He's cut off. Good defense now by the Bunker Eagles. Really moving their feet to try to stay in front of the Alton Comets. Oh, and a pass underneath. He knocked away and stolen, knocked out of bounds by Jacob Smith. It'll belong to the Bunker Eagles. The Bunkers start to pick up their defense now. 1-point Alton lead, 28-27. Bunker will inbound the ball. Bullock with it, still on him. Picks up his dribble. He needs help. He finds Ritter. Ritter back to Bullock, and the ball is stolen by Steele, and Steele is going to be fouled. And Steele went ahead and made the basket. Chandler Fisco comes flying in, almost hit his head there on the backboard. That's flying through. Turnover on the Eagles. That's going to get number 11 into the ball game. That's Lexa. He checks in. Inbound play here. DeWolf will take the inbound from Cisco, gives it to Steele, and they'll set up the offense, leading by one. DeWolf back over to Smith, now to Steele. Steele to Cisco. Cisco's pass underneath a little hard, and it's stolen by Mathis for Bunker. Mathis thought about the three. They work it inside to Sutton. Sutton trying to get three. Bounces back out, gets it to Mathis. Sutton with the basketball. Had it knocked away from behind. Cisco gets the ball, goes up, puts it in. Cisco wanted to dunk there, but the ball was a little bit too far ahead of him. He had to just pick it up and lean back to drop it off the backboard and in. For the easy two, double figures now for Chandler. He's got 11. Three-point Alton lead, 30-27. 4:40 left third quarter. For the basketball, Lexa trying to get free, works it into Sutton. He'll pull up for the little jump hook, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Orr. Up to Cisco. Cisco, with two white shirts in front of him, puts it up anyway and makes the bucket. He said there's only two of them, so he took it in there and made the bucket. Mathis with the basketball. It's now a five-point Alton lead, 32-27. 4:10 left in this third quarter. Ryland still keeps it outstanding. He has caught several turnovers just pressing the ball out front. And we got three subs coming in here for Alton. Cockrum, Huckabee, and Miller all check in. Alton will inbound the basketball. Get some rest for, looks like, Steele along with Orr. And we're going to get back to play here. Try to get all the players with the basketball. Miller has it. It's out front to Cisco. Cisco looks for the cutters. Gets it to number 15. Again, that was Cochran. Swing around the outside. Miller back out to Cisco. Cisco and DeWolf. It went the distance. They're in there now. And DeWolf, as I said his name, pulls up for three, knocks it down. He's got 20 now. Back to their biggest lead of the ball game, an 8-point lead at 35-27. With the basketball, pass almost over the head of Ritter. He manages to get to it, though. Ritter into the corner to Lexa. Lexa picks up his dribble, gives it back to Ritter. Ritter back out to Mathis. Mathis gives it to Henderson. Back to Mathis. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Drives in. Had the ball knocked away, stolen by Alton. Quickly back up the floor. Cisco with a beautiful spin move. Puts the shot up. Can't get to go. Ball's loose on the floor. Cisco's after it. He got it. Aggressive play by Chandler. Cisco got on the floor, got the ball, and it'll be a jump ball. It'll belong to the Alton Comets. And I believe they're going to give Chandler a minute to catch his breath after that play. He came out of the game. As Smith checked back in, DeWolf has the ball top of the key. Swings it around to Huckabee. Back out to DeWolf. DeWolf puts the shot up on the run. What a move. 7 in the quarter for DeWolf, 22 in the ball game, and it's a 10-point ball game. And Coach Gordon wants a timeout. 37-27. Alton by 10, back in 30 seconds from the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Cindy Bradford, loan officer at the Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
And again, welcome back to Final High School Championship game of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. Alton Comets really aggressive here in this third quarter. Beaufort outscored the Bunker Eagles in the third quarter. Looks like 14-4. They lead it by 10, 27-37. Mathis with the basketball gives it to Ritter. Back out to Mathis. He thought about the three. They swing it around to Alexa in the corner, working in to Sutton. He turns, and it's going to be fouled. It's a foul on the floor, and the Eagles will inbound on the baseline. And that's going to get the big man Christian Orr back into the ballgame. Christian looking at Coach Kelly for some instruction here. He'll come running in. And Corey Miller will get another breather. Inbound play here. Sutton has it in the corner out to Bullock. Bullock looking for help. Hands off to Mathis. Mathis with number 15 Cockrum on him. They swing it out to Bullock. Bullock with Huckabee Clark Kemp. Back over to Bullock. To Mathis. Mathis thought about the three. Didn't take it. Down to 2 minutes to play in this third quarter. So far, the quarter has belonged to the Alton Commons. Bullock with the basketball. Out to Mathis. Mathis, who was big in that first half, has not scored here in this third quarter. He had 13 first-half points. Sutton's going to fire the three. He'll knock it in. Sutton in double figures now with 11. Alton's lead cut to 7 with one shot. Quickly, Brandon DeWolf runs the score table to get him back into the ballgame. With the basketball. Huckabee out front on the dribble, goes high post to Smith. Back over to Cisco. Cisco back to back out. He didn't stay on the bench for long. He got just a quick breather, and he's back out there. Looks like Alton may try to get the last shot of the quarter here. With a minute 15, and Cisco just holding on to it, him and Smith out at half court. Going to play catch with it, trying to make the Eagles come out of this zone. They're going to have to come out and get them, or Alton's going to hold it for the final shot of the quarter. Down to a minute to play. Back out front, Smith with it. Jacob holding on to the basketball again. Just standing there half court against Cisco. We're down to 48 seconds to play third quarter. Now for Alton takes the clock down before they make a move to the basket. Cisco fakes, and they all jump when he fakes the pass to the inside. Cisco standing half court. He'll give it up to Smith. Smith back to Cisco. Cisco on the dribble pull up in the lane. He's going to be knocked down and fouled. And, oh, he gets up a little hot. Teammates say, stay calm. He got knocked down as he went up for the shot, and the referees are talking things over. I think they saw that. They're calling an intentional foul. And I guess he got up hot for a reason. That foul was an intentional foul on the Eagles. Didn't see what they did. I knew Chandler wasn't happy with it, whatever it was. He'll knock down the free throws. Cisco now with 7 in the quarter, 14 in the ball game. Sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Chandler with 8 points in the quarter, has 15 in the ballgame, 22 for Brandon DeWolf to lead all scores. Alton will have the basketball after that foul, big foul there. Stretch the lead back out to 9 points, and Alton here a chance to maybe get the final shot of the quarter with 22 seconds left to play. Huckabee gives the ball back out to Cockrum. Cockrum will dribble around the outside. Gives it back to Cisco. Cisco is going to call for the start. And he'll be called for the charge on number one. Henderson did a good job jumping over in front of Cisco as he tried to drive on that sideline. So now it looks like the last shot will belong to the Bunker Eagles with 7 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Bullock back to Mathis. Mathis takes the three. Couldn't get go. A lot of contact. No call. And the rebound taken by the Alton Commons. They lead it at the end of three, 39-30. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Welcome back again to Winona High School. We get ready to start the fourth quarter. Alton Comets leading the ball game 39-30. It will be bunker basketball as we start this fourth quarter. Alton back to their starters. Looks like Bunker also has their starters on the floor. Mathis will give it to Bullock. Bullock guarded by Steele. It's been a bad matchup so far here in this ball game. Steele has been all over Bullock out front. Going through the basketball after the screen. They lob it inside to Sutton. He turns to the free throw line, looks for help. Back out to Bullock. His three is no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Christian Orr. Big rebound inside by the big guy for the Alton Comets. Alton with the basketball. Steal over to DeWolf. DeWolf back out to Cisco. They swing it around. Ryland with the basketball. He'll dribble it all the way back out front. Gives it to Smith on the wing to DeWolf. Back out to Cisco. Alton in no hurry here, leading by nine. They're content to run around the outside of this zone here, passing the basketball, looking for a good shot. Out to Smith, now to Steele. Ryland directing traffic, gives it to DeWolf. Back to Cisco. Chandler, Cisco. Alton has run a minute here off the clock without taking a shot. DeWolf with it. Brandon holds up on the dribble. He'll come across to Cisco. Cisco going to fire for three. That's off the rim. No good. Big rebound by Jacob Smith. Off to DeWolf, and DeWolf is going to be fouled as he went up with it. Good strong move to the basket by Brandon DeWolf. And he'll go to the free throw line. Brandon having a big game. 22 points here tonight. Leads away for the Alton Comets. He can make it a double-digit lead. He makes the first. And he does. It's back to a 10-point lead, matching the biggest lead in the ballgame for the Alton Comets. Lexa back in as Henderson goes out. Second shot for Brandon is on the way. It's no good. Long rebound. Chased down by Sutton, and Jacob Smith almost got to that one. So the Alton Comets back on defense. Mathis pulls up in the lane for a nice jumper. Makes the lead eight. Ryland Steele with the basketball. Alton patient here on offense. Looks for a good shot. Leading by eight. 6:17 left to play in the ball game. DeWolf directing traffic. He takes the drive in, gives it back to Steele. Steele picks up his dribble around to Smith. Smith back out to Steele. Now to DeWolf. Underneath to Orr. Orr. His shot is short, off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ritter. Quickly back the other way. Mathis with the basketball in the corner to Bullock. Bullock back out to Ritter. Mathis with the ball. Gives it back to Ritter. Taking some time here. Down by eight, 40-32. Alton, defense is good here. Mathis with the basketball, thought about the three, but Chandler Cisco jumped right out on it. Mathis gives the ball over to Sutton, back to Mathis. Mathis kicks it out to Ritter. Ritter makes the drive. He's double-teamed, looking for help, and he'll give it off to Mathis. This defense for Alton has been really good, and we're going to have a timeout taken by the Bunker Eagles. 40-32, Alton by 8. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Welcome back again here to Winona High School. 5:11 left to go here in the Big Springs Championship game. Alton Comets trying to hold on here. They lead it by 8, 40-32. Alton really taking over here in that third quarter when they built this lead. They led by as many as 10 points a couple of times. But again, lead it by 8. The 5:11 left to play. The defense has just been really good. Hold the team as good as Bunker is to 32 points with 5 minutes left to play. You've done a good job. But you've got to continue that. You can't let up here in the final 5 minutes. Bunker can come back in a hurry. With a basketball, Bullock looking to come in. Pass inside, stolen by Steele. Gives it off to Cisco. Cisco into the front court. Looking to get free, holds up, comes back out, gives it to Smith. Now to Riley Steele, to DeWolf. Back over to Cisco. This field. Alton again here, patient on offense. They're in no hurry. And they turn it over, threw it into the backcourt. Just a bad pass there by the Alton Comets. Coach Kelly shaking his head, not happy with that. Unforced turnover, something you don't need when you're up 8 with 5 minutes to play. Henderson will inbound here for Bunker. Actually, Henderson is not going to inbound. Bullock is going to inbound. Bullock will bring it into Mathis. 40-32, 4:45 left in this fourth quarter in the ballgame. Mathis with the basketball. He's got Steele all over it. All the way out of half court. Steele giving him no space at all. Knocks the ball loose. Out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bunker Eagles. Bunker will inbound. Bullock again will trigger the ball in on the sideline. Got to be careful here throwing that ball in with Ryland Steele guarding the player he's throwing it to. Matthews trying to get free. Gets the screen. Passes off to Ritter on the wing. Ritter back to Mathis. Down to 4:18 to play. Alton, the happiest Bunker wants to dribble the ball around the outside. Back over. Lexa traveled. They didn't call it. Swing the ball around. Mathis for three. That's no good. Rebound. High in the air. Chandler Cisco. He just reached up for that big call. Pulled it in. And the Alton Comets have the ball now. 8-point lead. Ryland Steele over to Smith. Smith inside to DeWolf. Off to Orr. Orr's shot no good. Fights the rebound. Controlled by Sutton. Christian not able to get that one to go. Come back out. Lexa with the basketball. Gets it back out to Mathis. Mathis has been their offense here. He's trying to get something here. Try to get his team back in the game, but having trouble getting open. Got Steele in his face everywhere he goes. With the basketball, Mathis on the dribble. Ball's loose on the floor. He picks it up. Gives it off to Ritter. Ritter now with Steele on it. His pass is to Sutton. It's stolen by DeWolf. Off to Cisco. And it's going to be a reverse dunk. Chandler Cisco threw one down. He had plenty of time to get his feet together that time and excites the crowd and puts the Alton Comets back up by 10. With the basketball, Mathis drives in, puts the shot up, and he's going to be fouled by Orr. Christian Orr challenging the shot. Now Coach Gorman's wanting an intentional foul, but he was trying to block the shot. Mathis at the line. With 2:49 to play, still lots of time in this ball game. 10-point game. Biggest lead of the game. Alton had that 10-point lead. This is the third time. Mathis missed the first. Mathis with 15 points in the ball game. Only scored two, though, here in the second half. Alton's defense really put the clamps on him. Second one is on the way. It's good. 16 now for Mathis. Alton now looking at some pressure as they bring the ball up the floor. DeWolf with it, drives through traffic, brings it all the way back out to half court. Jump pass, dangerous pass, picked up by Smith. Over to Sisko, he's going to fire three, no good. Rebound Smith, and he tried to throw it back up as he was being fouled. Jacob Smith excited on that rebound, foul. It will be Alton basketball underneath their own basket. 2:33, Coach Kelly wants the timeout. 42-33, Alton by 9. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Welcome back again to Winona High School. What a ball game. And the Alton Comets leading by 9. 2:33 left to play here in the championship of the Big Spring Conference tournament. Alton, the number 2 seed. Bunker, the number 1 seed. So Alton looking for the call an upset, I guess. Alton will have the ball out of the timeout. 42-33. Will be Ryland Steele to trigger the ball in, and it'll be full court pressure this time. Actually, there will not be full court pressure because it's underneath Alton's basket where they'll get the ball. Ryland Steele looking to come in. Still looking. Got to get it in to somebody. Throws it in to Christian Orr. Good decision by Steele. Steele will get it over to Sisko. Into the corner to Smith. Smith back out to DeWolf. Down to 2:25 to play. Alton content here. A run time off. They're going to hold it at half court. Going to have to come get them. Sisko, pull-up jumpers on the way. Can't get to go. Get his own rebound. Back up and in. Chandler, Sisko, beautiful follow. Chandler having a big second half now. He's got 13 here in the second half. 20 in the ball game. And Mathis with a big bucket. Hits the three to make it an 8-point ball game again with 2 minutes to play. And a timeout taken by the Bunker Eagles. Gives us an opportunity again to say thank you to our Alton Comet boosters. They include Clary Hugelholm and Alton Mammoth Spring and Fair and Simpson's True Value in Alton. And of course, all of our Alton sponsors, including the West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Shelter Insurance, and College in Alton, Bonnie's Outdoors in West Plains, Alton Auto Parts, Fuel Express and Quick Connection in Alton, Alton Bank, Paymasters Collision Repair in Alton, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin in Alton. Those are sponsors for Alton Comet Basketball. It will be Bunker Ball out of the, actually Alton Ball, excuse me, out of the timeout. This time we do see full court pressure here from the Bunker Eagles. The Wolf with it. Gets it to Smith. Smith to Orr. Up the floor to DeWolf. DeWolf drives into the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Christian Orr had a hand on it, but lost it. Picked up by Lexa, and he's going to be fouled. Not a good foul. But it's just the fourth, so it will not be free throws. Alton has not committed many fouls in this ballgame. Down to 1:45 to play. It's an 8-point Alton lead. Bunker will have the basketball. Still lots of time the way Bunker can shoot the three-pointer, especially Mathis. Mathis gets the ball back from Bullock. Ryland still guards the ball all the way up the floor. It's taking some time to get into their offense here. Down to 1:34. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Chandler just took the rebound. And Alton in no hurry now. Coach Gorman tells his team to come back. Trying to get them to come back and help here and press the ball. So Wolf and Sisko are going to handle the ball a lot here in this final 1:11. And there's going to be a foul there as Jacob Smith caught the ball. He was fouled. That's just the sixth foul, so still not the 1-1. Down to 1:10. Gorman, Coach Gorman going to get some players in here to commit some fouls. 8-point ball game. 1:10 left to play. Alton has the ball. Sisko with it. Up the floor to Steele. Ryland going to be bumped and fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for the 1-1. Ryland Steele has not scored in this ball game, but defensively, he is at a big part in this. He has caused several turnovers, pressing the ball out front, really been active for the Alton Commons. Ryland's free throw on the way is off the rim. No good. Rebound by Henderson. Henderson off to Matthews. Matthews trying to get up to the floor, and he's got Steele all over him again. Goes into the corner to Sutton. Back to Mathis. The ball's knocked away and stolen by Alton. And there's going to be a foul called on Sutton. The Wolf will head to the free throw line. Brandon with 23 points in the ball game. Steps the line here. Chance to see if he can stretch this back out to a 10-point game. Wolf's free throw is good. Brandon, big game here. He'll step up for the second free throw. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Sutton. The Wolf made one out of two. It's still a 9-point ball game. 45-36. Mathis passed into the corner to Bullock. He comes inside the 3-point line, and now the Wolf with the basketball, headed the other way, down to 32 seconds. Alton smartly backs it back out. Didn't try to take it to the basket. And now almost the tackle there as Henderson grabbed Sisko before he could get into the lane. And Chandler's going to go to the free throw line. Coach Kelly going to get some more players in here. Making some subs here in the final 26 seconds as Smith, Orr, and Steele come out. And Huckabee, Cockrum, and Miller will check in. Sisko missed the front end of the 1-1. Mathis with the basketball. He's in the front court, had the ball knocked loose. It's picked up, though, by Bunker. Ritter to Bullock. Bullock over to Mathis. He'll fire for three. That's good. Mathis with another big three quickly. The Bunker Eagles call timeout. It's a 6-point ball game with 11 seconds left to play. 45-39. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And again, welcome back to One on a High School. We're down to 11.8 seconds left to play in the ball game. Alton Commons here trying to hold on in the championship of the Big Spring Conference Tournament. Alton has led this game most of the way. It was close through the first half, tied at 24 at halftime, although Alton did lead most of the time. Bunker managed to come back and tie it. And then Alton really took control in that third quarter. They had a 10-point lead on a couple, at least two or three occasions. And right now they lead it by six, and they're going to have to face full court pressure here. Inbound play for the Alton Commons looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Sisko. Sisko holds on to the basketball, and he's going to wait and make the foul. Ninth foul on the Eagles is going to send Chandler Sisko to the free throw line. Chandler has scored, looks like, 20 points in the ball game. Chandler at the line, set for the free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. Actually, that was the 10th foul, so two shots on every foul from here on out, although there's only 7.8 seconds. And it's looking like Alton Commons is going to give this hard for Bunker to score 8 points in the final 7 seconds as Chandler knocks down the free throw. With a basketball, Eagles, long three-pointer, high arc, but no good. Skip at the post, but I believe they're going to count it. I don't think they counted. 47-39, your final score. The Alton Comets win the championship of the Big Springs Conference Tournament, defeating the Buffer Eagles. We'll take a break. Come back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Sarah Wheeler, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Well, good evening again from Winona High School. Our game just finishing up. It was the Alton Comets with a 47-39 victory over the Bunker Eagles for the championship of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. Right now, they are in the process of giving all their Big Springs awards for all sports from last season, and then they're going to name the all-conference team and present the trophy to the championship team, the Alton Comets. We'll look at our scoring here. First of all, for Bunker, they were led by Blake Mathis. He finished with 22 points, 11 points for Case Sutton, and then three apiece for Jake Bullock and for Ritter. For the Alton Comets, it was a dominant performance by two players. Brandon DeWolf led the way with 24 points, 22 points for Chandler Sisco, and then 2 points for Jacob Smith. So DeWolf and Sisco scored all but 2 points for the Alton Comets. So big games from both of them. Alton Comets again win it by a final of 47-39 over the top-seeded Bunker Eagles. Well, we're going to wrap things up and get out of here as they continue to present awards. They're going to be here a while doing that. We will go ahead and get out of the way. And while we do that, we want to say thank you to our sponsors from Alton Comet Basketball. They include, of course, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton, St. Master's Collision Repair in Alton, Alton Bank, Field Express, Quick Connection in Alton, Alton Auto Parts, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, and West Plains Bank and Trust. Those are sponsors for Comet Basketball. Congratulations, Alton Comets, the champions of the Big Springs Conference Tournament. I'm Mike Roberts. Comet Basketball here on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.